Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Usually on Thursdays at 9:30, we talk to our man Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, but he was nice enough to move around this week to today. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Fun to hop on after a real good game for the Preds last night, eh?
Yeah, so I was on pre- and post-duty, so I got to stay up late with the Predators and watch that one. 10 goals in their last two games. Barry Trotz drops the hammer, cancels the early Vegas trip and the U2 concert, and look at that, 10 goals in the last two games. I guess the message received.
Well, he works in mysterious ways, I suppose you could say. But, no, listen, you got to put the hammer down sometimes. You got to get their attention sometimes. Obviously, we all want to go to the Sphere. We all want to see what it looks like. We all want to see you too. But it doesn't always work out. And look, I mean, it's hard to argue. He definitely got their attention. And pulling off a win in Vegas is not something a lot of teams do. So, kudos to you could take the guy out of coaching, but you can't take the coaching out of the guy, I guess you could say about Barry.
Yeah, and the good part, at least for last night, is that, you know, obviously you want to see the Forsbergs and Ryan O'Reillys and Yossis be a part of things, and Yossi had a 2-point night with assists, but it's that secondary scoring that Trotz and Brunette have been trying to find with this team, and you got it. Novak has been on fire as of late. For this team, Evangelista starting to find his confidence. How important is that, that if they try and make this run to the playoffs, that you have those young guys contribute with secondary scoring?
Well, it's essential. I mean, obviously, this team has tried to become more of an offensive team, under Andrew Brunette, and you need everybody kind of pulling on the rope in the same direction. The guy I was impressed with last night was Cody Glass. My God, that shot.
Yeah.
He put past Aiden Hill last night. Do that more. where is that more often? So, again, like you said, wins are always great, but sometimes the way you win can end up being encouraging and maybe launch you a little bit. And hopefully the way the Predators are going right now and getting contributions throughout their lineup is the way things go, because, man, this is a tough playoff race. I was writing about the trade deadline this morning on ESPN.com, and just like, it is incredible how many teams in the West that maybe we didn't think would be coming to this party at this point are knocking on the door for the wild card right now.
Greg, when you first heard the article about Barry Trotz basically grounding the Preds from going to see U2, I got to tell you, Greg, a lot of people that don't follow hockey were commenting about this, asking me, like, is this true? What's going on? When you first heard this, did you think it was an article out of The Onion?
Oh, this is the way old school hockey guys work, man. You know, this is, now, if things aren't going well for your team, you cancel Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get their attention. You know, if the Predators were high on the hog and they were third in the Central Division, they'd be grooving to Achtung Baby right now. But it doesn't work that way. If you're not performing up to standards, if you're trying to get the attention, especially the attention of a younger team, sometimes you have to take drastic measures. And, listen, unfortunately, U2 is not going to be at the Sphere for in perpetuity. Next time they go back to Vegas, I don't know, maybe they can catch Aerosmith or something instead. But, obviously this was the thing that had to happen to get their attention. Attention was paid.
How dare you counsel out David Copperfield? How dare you on this show?
I saw David Copperfield a few years ago with my wife. And first of all, still got it as far as like the illusions go. There was stuff flying above my head in the audience that I still don't know how he did it. But his case... Remember how, like, he would do those specials back when we were kids, and, like, he'd be, like, real razzle-dazzle and very, like, emotional and emphatic? Now it's kind of just like it feels like he's reading off a prompter. This is the trick in which, when I was a child, it's just like if he said the words so many times that they've just become like a low hum in between the tricks.
It's amazing. I remember one time he tried to make the Statue of Liberty disappear, and he did it. And I was like, what? I stopped. My head exploded after that. So I was like, what in the world? Hey, I want to ask you this, too. Some stats just drive me crazy. The New York Islanders have played 14 overtime games, okay? The Predators, too. What does it say when you've played 14 overtime games?
First of all, it's when Copperfield walked through the Great Wall of China that got me. I still don't know how the hell he did that. He walked through the Great Wall of China. The man passed through stone. that's been there for like thousands and thousands of years.
Right.
It tells you that the Islanders can't hold a lead. Is what it tells you. Like that's the fine point on it. I mean, you saw it again in the Stadium Series loss to the Rangers. This is a team that simply, for whatever reason, can't hold a lead. It falls apart in the third period. So, you know, kudos to them for salvaging points in a lot of those games. It's the reason why the Islanders have been able to hang tight in a wild card race that I think, frankly, has teams that are much better than them, you know, lingering outside the bubble as well. But that's the reason. It's just the deficiencies that they have led to them going to overtime more often than any other team in the league this year.
Greg Wyshynski is with us, presented by ESPN Bet here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And mentioning the trade deadline, and I was reading through what you put out there earlier today. And, when do you think that first domino will drop? You know, we always see a flurry of little things happen, but it looks like this could be an active deadline.
It could be. I had one agent tell me that he thinks it's going to be insane. I had a general manager tell me that, you know, every year we go into it thinking it's going to be quiet, and then it ends up being louder than we expect. So I think the you could read the story, but the sense I get around the league is that people expect it's going to be busy. One, because there are so many teams that are in the chase, and two, because they now know that the salary cap is going to, you know, rise exponentially over the next two off seasons, which is a really big deal and why we could see some players with term move. Now, as far as like the dominoes falling, we've already seen it happen once, which is that the minute the Calgary Flames decide to trade somebody, it gets the dominoes falling. They decide to trade Elias Lindholm to the Vancouver Canucks. Well, then lo and behold, the Winnipeg Jets, who were trying to get Lindholm, end up trading for Sean Monahan. So the Flames have three guys that could really determine a lot about the trade deadline. They've got Chris Tanev, who's a real good defenseman, throwback guy. The minute he goes, a bunch of guys that are in the same vein will probably go. Noah Hanifin, a better defenseman than Tanev, has apparently said he's not coming back to Calgary, going to be a free agent this summer. When they move him, now that's going to be plan B for a bunch of teams that think they might have a shot at him. By the way, I think he'll probably end up in Boston based on everything that I'm seeing and hearing, but we'll see if that comes together or not. And then there's the Jacob Markstrom question, which is, you know, you have teams like the Devils who have gone down the road and trying to maybe get Markstrom. You have other teams that have needs and goal. If he moves, well, that's a major, major chip that moves and could change the goalie market. But we'll see how the goalie thing works. I think there's a lot of teams that are looking to maybe add somebody to a group, try to do it like Vegas did last year, where it's like five different guys playing goal for you in the same season. But a few people I've talked to don't expect the goalie market to be too robust. But, I think there are definitely options out there for teams if they want to add something to their group. And obviously there's also some home runs on the table if Markstrom moves, or if somebody does what Barry Trotz says, which is overwhelm him with a trade for UC Saros at some point.
Greg, as you look at the top teams in the league right now in both conferences, so Florida, who's 9-1-0 in their last 10, they've won six in a row. Boston, the Rangers have won eight in a row. Throw the Hurricanes in there, the Stars, maybe the Avs, the Canucks, Vegas that the Preds saw last night. Which team, in your mind, has pre-deadline the best DNA to win the Stanley Cup?
I think it's probably two teams, and they're the teams that bet for it last year. I think Florida has shown that they weren't a fluke last year, that they're a well-built team with a lot of offensive options. Bobrovsky's playing great for them right now. And, you know, the early season panic of why isn't Matthew Tkachuk scoring as many goals as he did last year? Well, that's done, because now all he does is score goals. So, I mean, like, they're just a really tough, well-built team and really kind of showed last year with something that wasn't an anomaly. And then the other team is Vegas. And I know that, you know, it might be tough to sell that to a Nashville fan. I saw them get rolled last night, but they got rolled without Jack Eichel in their lineup. They had just gotten Shea Theodore back. The template for me for a championship team is give me two good centers, two defensemen that play two-thirds of the game, and a goalie that's not going to lose you a series. And even though Hill didn't have his strongest game last night on some of those goals, I didn't think it was his fault. I think he's solid. And Vegas, you know, top to bottom, remains a team that, you know, can beat anybody in this league, especially with the way they play defense.
Well, appreciate it as always. Thanks for being flexible with us today. And we're going to see what happens over the course of the next week. And maybe the Predators can go on a run with this road trip. But we'll talk next week.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, boys.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, presented by ESPN Bet, joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. We'll come back, tell you what day it is, and also celebrity birthdays. Nashville's best deal of the week is Bavarian Beer House, conveniently located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy beer, food, music, and fun in Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, where it's Oktoberfest every day. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last.